Yeah.
That, it's real. And see, that, and that's part, like, back to the whole truth thing, that's the truth. It's, like, what it is. It's, like, you can't change it. So, it's, like...
Yeah, it's just what it is. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's,
like,
our
perception, it's, like, you know, is only a truth, and it's always a point of view, but that, it's, like, objective. You can't change that. Like, basically, the kind of, like, breakdown, it's, like, truth is subjective and objective, but real truth is actually objective. You know what I mean? It's,
Damn, it's really
complex, bro. See, like, sometimes, bro, I notice myself, like, when I go to a fucking different, like, I don't know, bro. Like, I'll just kind of break it down what I'm feeling. It's like, last time I kicked it with my boy Joel, and I was kind of talking to him, bro, and I forgot what the fuck I mentioned, bro. I don't even remember the topic, bro. And I was like, oh, sorry. That was like, that's the geek in me, bro, because I'm, like, literally, like, a geek, bro. I know so much different things, but I just don't ever talk to people. So when I go out and
I
talk
feel
to
that
people, I'm just like, low key. Oh, like,
that's funny that you mentioned that, dude.
Bro, like, I'm just like, never mind. Like, that's not, and that's the thing, bro. Sometimes it's like what the big thing that resonated with me. Shout out to Joel, bro, because he always asks me for the podcast, so I'm gonna tell him the listeners. So. But like, the thing that stuck out to me the most was like, just like, I learned to make new friends and like let my old friends go. If I, they still come into my life, this is like basically what he told me, like, if they come back into your life, like, sometimes people get mad at me because I'm like, I don't talk to them the same, or like, you know, but you're not talking to me every day, you're not seeing how I am. So it's like, if I see you, what's up, you know, but that's about it, you know. Like, I'm learning to make new friends and just kind of let those old friends, and sometimes it's best to let those old friends kind of go. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like, it's not that they're bad for you, like, but it's just like, no hurt feelings, but you just gotta part ways, you know. And they were a good part in your life, but sometimes you can't hold on to them. Not to tie that into you guys. You guys are like 4L, bro. Like, I know that shit, and I could always like hit you guys up and rely on you guys. Like, I know if I was going through some tough, hard shit, you know, and I needed somebody to help me out, like, I know you guys could probably turn a hand, you know.
Yeah,
if it was within your means, you know, within your means, as always. And even if it wasn't, and you guys still try, that would mean even more. But
anyways,
like, it's just shit like that, bro. And it's like, shit, you're right. And it's just like crazy, bro. It's crazy how all that shit be happening like right before our fucking eyes, you know.
True. Going on to that with like just different people and like just like fake people, dude. Like, the reality of that is, it's just in your face, and it's annoying. And I feel like I've been focused on keeping my circle small with who's like really like, who do I really fuck with? Sure, you guys, you already know all you guys. It's like, you know, it's a no brainer, because I've been through shit with you guys or stupid shit.
Yeah, bro.
So we just have like we know we have that bond.
Yeah.
But with like other people like that, just out of high school, like since I've graduated, and I just see it for what it is. Now, at least, like, really heavily now I'm like, because it's important, because then you are, like, again, you are the people that you hang out with.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the thing, like, well, my point was, because I kind of drifted off a bit, but now that I had a little time to think to myself, I'm glad that I was able to bring it up. But it's just like, I don't know, bro, I just need to find, like, some people that I could, like, sometimes, like, everything that I know I can't share with people because it blows them. Like, it's not even the sense that I'm a fuck. Like, I kind of give myself a title. And even then, but that's just genuinely how I feel. Sometimes, like, when I go to people, like, and the biggest person that I know is, like, Ash, bro. Every time I hang out with her, sometimes it's, like, every time I just speak something, it's, like, mind-blowing. And it just makes you think a lot and makes you, like, reflect so much about life. Mm. And that's, like, I don't know, bro. Like, the way that I am, it's, like, really, like, I don't know. I can't really... Let me collect myself.
You good?
Like, sometimes the impact I have on people is really, it's really, I see it, bro, right before my eyes. Like, and it's always in a positive way. Like, I was telling my sister, like, anywhere that I go, any place that I've worked at, any lingo that I have, like, eventually everybody ends up using it, and then they try to lie about it, saying that they didn't hear it from me. But then they started using it more with me. Like, let's say it's like, let me find out. I could go to a fucking job, bro, and be like, let me find out. Nobody be saying that. Nobody. Like, I could fucking, like, vouch or whatever during my shift. Like, nobody ever says that. Eventually, by when I leave that job, like, 2 years later, because I usually stay at my job, like, pretty, like, I don't just go for a few months a week. Like, I stay there for a while, so, like, probably a minimum of a year or two, like, I'd be there. Like, you know, they'd be catching on to my lingo. Like, at least at my job, most of my coworkers caught into my, like, my lingo, they would use it, shit like that. And just, like, I don't know, bro, like, I always have a really positive impact with people. So, like, now that I've just kind of been, like I said, growing as a person, you know, like, I don't know, sometimes, like, not everybody could have that, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm glad. And I know with you, bro, like, even watching you fucking, you know, since I've known you, like, I know you were doing some crazy shit, so.
Yeah, bro, that's like the fucking thing, bro. Like, shit, go on, bro. That shit.
Just, like, watching you, you know, kind of progress and grow as a person. Like, I see it, dude, like, it's there. Because you used to be, like, on some crazy shit, too, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Shit, bro. I was like, yeah, bro. And it's like, shit, it's really crazy how much I've changed this fucking. And it's like, I seen that fucking the big. I know you know, and you know, Anneli Chapa.
Who? Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
So bro, like he like to bring it up a little bit. It's like he's kind of going through the same shit. It's like he was like, I think he went on Twitter and saying that he's trying to make more conscious rap now, like all that violent shit. Like he's not trying to talk about it. Like he will still make it for the fans, but that's about it. Like he's like been more of a woke rapper on a spiritual journey. Like it's the same thing I said. Like I think on a last podcast that I was on a spiritual journey. Still the same thing applies to me right now, but I'm not gonna always mention it. Like he's doing the same thing, and I'm just like, it's crazy, bro, to see all that. So sometimes it's like, for me, I stay on my own, and like if I ever like, you know, I don't know, bro. Like I've been limiting my accent with everybody, bro. It's just kind of like, and even then, bro, I wanted to also bring up the whole fake friends, bro. And I've been realizing this shit too. It's like reading that manipulating book, bro, because it teaches you how to be manipulated as fucked up. And I don't, you know, I don't know. I was really touchy about it. It's touchy because not everybody likes, you know.
Anything. Yeah.
Let's get into the topic.
Hey, knowledge is a curse and a gift, bro. Dead ass.
Yeah, bro. No, that's the thing, bro.
This dead is ass. Fucking thing.
Like reading it, it makes me, it blows your mind, right? So the book, it as manipulating, that's always like, as I said, it's a bad thing. It's considered a bad thing because, you know, that's just how it is in our society. But basically, all of our lives, like we manipulate, like whether we like it or not. Like, and that's what that book was teaching me. Like persuading is the biggest part of like, you know, trying to manipulate and, you know, persuasion. Influencers, like most of them, like that's why, like that whole social media, like influencing shit, like I just like it's all fucking manipulating, trying to manipulate people to think that they're gonna have a successful life based on their fucking little program, based on their little bullshit, you know. But
right, that's
a different topic for anything. But basically, it just kind of went in, and it's like manipulation is only manipulation until that person finds out or until people find out. Other than that, if you're like, it goes as much as this, it's like. The book basically, like, people like already have the bad perception, you know, they're gonna be like, they're gonna see me different if you know, because of that whole thing. But basically, like, it just goes into ethics, like, it just says it's like, I'm not gonna, the author of the book is like, I'm not gonna go into fucking like what you should do and what you shouldn't do, like, that's all yourself, but just know that everybody manipulates in life, you know what I mean?
And damn,
people that
is that that's like, a book.
Yeah, bro, like I downloaded it and I'll show you the screenshot, bro, because I actually and it's just basically it's like manipulating is only manipulating if you find out. Other than that, like everybody manipulates, and like, you know, there's like also talked about toxic manipulation, like, you know, like the only way that they're considered toxic is, like I said, because they find out, and sometimes their behavior is so like they try to like force them to do shit, you know. But at the end of the day, like whether what we do is always manipulation, and like people in your life sometimes, like I said, like how you said, like real friends and fake friends, it's like sometimes they only come in your life to seek what they want, you know, what they need, and
right,
they need, you know. And that's kind of like I tied it to manipulation because that's how it is. It's like you say certain things and you fucking, even then, bro, it's like marketing, selling, it's all manipulating, like. And that's the major reason why it's like, because I was really curious, it's like, bro, what makes so good salesmen? It's like the way that they manipulate people is different because they make it seem like it's not. Like, and they also kind of, like, gave me that big tip. It's, like, make their life seem easier, and that way they actually, like, willing to, you know,
mm-hmm.
go to your, like, like your plans basically, like it just went in. It's like you got to learn how to people read emotional intelligence. It's like a big ass fucking thing, bro. It blows my mind, and I'm just like, shit, for me, bro, it's like I have high emotional intelligence. It's not even a flex. It's like I do
emotional intelligence.
Yeah, and that what that means, it's like I can read emotions off people really well. Like if you're feeling a certain way just by looking at you, I could really like I can't obviously can't feel what you're feeling, but I could kind of read your thought. Like it's crazy, bro. Like throughout like my whole life, like now, especially now, I'm being more intuitive and more like conscious of it. But just like I said, bro, and just being raised with women just kind of made me like that, because women are more like, oh, what's wrong? And they could read you better, like emotionally, you know. Guys, like you could see, oh, something's wrong with them, you know. But for the most part, you know, you won't.
That's really so know. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. So
emotional intelligence. It's real though, because I feel like, wow.
it gets you thinking, bro, and that's why it's just like you see it like, so it's just a crazy book, bro, and I didn't finish it. I think it was a short read. It was like 150 pages. I got through more than half of it done. But it just kind of like, it's just crazy, bro, because it goes into like advertisement persuasion. And it's like most people fail at like persuasion because they know, like if someone tries to persuade you, you already know, you know, it's like, oh, this person's trying to persuade me. And I also read it too, mostly like it's not even trying to justify myself. It's just like the reason why I read this book is like because I wanted to learn shit that manipulating people do. That way I don't, like I was reading that book because it was like it's for people that are trying to learn how to do it, or it's like for people that want to know what tensions or what kind of behavior are in people that are manipulating. That way whether you know whether you're being manipulated or not. And it's like a major goal, it's like also look for the person's intentions from the beginning, like always look for their end goal. What are their end goals, and where do you place in those end goals in order for you to see if you're being manipulated or not. That's a good way to tell whether you know it's fake friends. It's like, and even then, sometimes they could switch on you, you know? They could start real and then just start seeing all the success and switch on you. But that's a good way to see, like, fake friends. It's like, see their goal. What's their goal? Like, and that's the thing, too. It kind of, like, goes into talks about, like, really learning how to converse with people. Like, and how I was telling you before, it's, like, always asking more and, like, not sharing as much. Like share a little bit, you know, what they're talking. If you're having a combo with someone, share it, like, a little bit. But always ask more questions. That way you input. That way, like, you know how to read people more in a way, and that way you're kind of able to see more of their end goals. And if you play somewhere on their line, like if you make kind of a little plan in a way in your head, and it's like, okay, like this person has this goal, where do I place myself in this goal? And if you don't align yourself with this goal, then maybe they could be like real, you know, because they're not trying to get something out of you. But let's say it's like, okay, like this person's trying to get more into marketing or whatever, I'm fucking marketing. And there's difference between like socializing and being a business partner than to being a fake friend. It's like, oh, I'm gonna be friends with this person because this person has a fucking good Google. Oh, he's working for Google right now. He's marketing for Google, right? And then after that, you know, you become friends, blah, blah, blah. And after that, they cut you off because they don't need you no more. They already fucking, let's say you help them out, their bond is tight and you think this person's cool as fuck. And it's like, all right, you know, I'm gonna try to get you a job at Google. That was a person's end goal in the beginning. You know, you get into Google, bye. You know, like they say, bye, like, thank you for helping me. But, you know, like, and it's just crazy, bro. And it's like something so simple. It's just a scenario that I made up right now, literally speaking. But it's like, it's a good way to make people think to whether determine. Like, see, that book is not as bad as it seems. And it like also goes into the definition of manipulation for that book. Is like, oh, it says it's like the definition of manipulation isn't the same for everybody. It could be different to some people because some people lived in a different environment than you. Sometimes like they were so exposed to, like, they have trust issues in a way, like, you know.
Right,
so that's
right.
Why sometimes, like, you know, that definition, so like basically, like, I think I, bro, I have fucking here, let me see if I could put it on the definition. But basically, like, the definition of, like, I can't pull it up because I have it on my phone, but like, it's like their definition of manipulation is just to like changing people's views to help their goals. You know,
what would you put manipulation on the scale of good or bad? Like, what side?
Good and bad. Like I said, I would probably place it,
because when I feel like when you think of the word, like,
it's bad. Like, it comes off as bad, like, already.
Right, and the idea of it just sounds negative. It seems
controlling, yeah. But sometimes, like, it's kind of how I said, it's like, you could either, sometimes it could be for a good way. Like, sometimes you could manipulate, like, that's the thing, you know, that's what the topic, like, the book also brought into, like, not to play devil's advocate, but it kind of placed into, it's like, sometimes, like, we manipulate people in a good way. Like, you know, if you're trying to, let's say, like, you wouldn't consider manipulation trying to consider, trying to help a friend out with their addiction. Like, if you're trying to persuade them to stop doing drugs or trying to, you know, like, and even, like I said, manipulating sounds so bad, but if you're trying to talk to a friend, you're basically trying to manipulate them by changing their opinions of something. Like, no matter what we do, it's always, like, manipulation in a way, like, socializing, like, with other people. Like, our opinions is, like, in a way manipulating somebody else's point of view. Is like, coming together right now and, like, you know, like, even me, it's, like, I could, like, persuade you to think this, oh, shit, like, you know, this is a good thing, like, fucking reading, like, meditating, doing all this shit for the mind, you know? And it could be, it could, you could do it and you could help you, it could benefit you, you know, like, oh shit, like, this actually better me. And that would be a way of consider, like, manipulation, like, anything that, like, you know, like, anything is manipulation. As soon as I, like, based on my,
damn, that's crazy. Book, I'm realizing everything in my head as you're, like, just talking. I'm,
bro,
like, wow.
See,
like,
bro,
that shit's crazy. You,
bro, like, this little moments like that, it just kind of, like, bro, trust me, I'd be going through where I'm just like, bro, like, this is me, bro, literally. I'd be slamming my fucking tablet and being like, why didn't I know this earlier, bro? But then I'm just like, it's crazy, bro. That's what I'm telling you, bro. Like, and even then, it's like, knowledge is just knowledge until you put it into a fucking use is actually knowledge, you know? Like, and that's the thing.
Right.
It's a big thing, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, as soon as I found that website, bro, if you want, I'll give it to you. That way, it's like, you could experiment, find anything, any topic that you ever have in mind, bro. For me, it's like, it, I got really into reading now, I could say, because one, I have a time. So that's the big thing that I've been, like, the big question is that once I start working, like, shit, like, I'm probably going to want to chill my days off, but I'm going to have to really push myself to actually read and shit. But two, it just kind of, like I said, it broke the barrier between money and books. So now it's like, I have three books. So now I'm like, any topic that I want to just like, oh shit, what is this about? I just download a book and just kind of read it and kind of take and leave whatever it says. Like, now, like, since I went to college, like I said, I had the luxury to go to college for a little bit. It taught me how to critical think a little bit. The books that I've been reading more have taught me a lot how to critical think. So it's just like, it's not that I question everything, you know, because that's also bad. And I don't have trust issues in a way, you know, that's the thing. But it's just crazy, bro. Like, it's helped me a lot kind of find truth and just kind of, like, shape my way in a better way, you know? Like, to be aware, like I said, I read that book to be aware of, like, I don't ever want to not be manipulated. Like, when I was, like, for example, like, when I applied for Primerica and he, like, I basically joined, but I didn't, like, because I just quit. Like, he basically manipulated me and he told me, and I didn't realize that, right? Until I read that book. And then I was like, oh shit, bro, like, I basically got manipulated, like, to buy his product because he made my life seem simpler. And now I fucking wasted, bro, I wasted like 50, like, no, I wasted like a bill just applying for a job. So I made him money, bro. And see, that's the thing. It's like little things that you have to become conscious and aware of, bro, that just like, you know, like sometimes it's like as bad as it seems, like, you just gotta sometimes, like, reach and you learn, bro. Like I said, I wouldn't have learned, like, you know, what I did.
Yeah, if that didn't happen.
If I let the whole, like, oh shit, it's manipulating, like, whoa, you know, like, sometimes it's like, how it says, it's a doggy dog, like the book said, it's a doggy dog world. And it's like, whether you do it, somebody else is gonna come and do it, you know? Yeah. Like, and it's like, and like the book said, it's only manipulation if people find that. You know, as fucked up as it seems, like, you know, why do you think fucking the Wolf of Wall Street was so successful, bro? Like, and he, like, they, I think they, there's an interview where he sat down with him. I don't know if it was him, bro, but it was, like, somebody. I forgot his name because I saw this shit on Instagram. And that's what it kind of taught me about marketing. It's like, if somebody, because he's, like, he's talking to the interviewer and the guy's like, oh, okay. The interviewer asks him and he's like, oh, if you're trying to sell this pen, how would you try to sell this pen to me, right? And the guy responds, he's like, oh, well, like, most people have that misconception where it's like they try to paint 1,000 colors why that pen is better than the other pen. But what you need to really ask is, like, questions about their life. And see, that's the thing, too. It's like with marketing and, like, just salesmen and shit, it's like they ask you shit like from the beginning. See, that's why I'm like, I learned, I also read this book too. It's like salesmen, all those people always try to fuck you in the ass when you try to go get something. So I don't ever want to be those people, you know? So it's like a big thing. It's like I read, like, this is a while back, right? And I tied it to this. So it was like a while back. I seen a video and this guy goes and talks about, he's like, oh, when you go on a car ride, don't ever really talk. Don't really mention things. Just kind of have a kind of like a quiet test drive, as boring as it seems, you know, as awkward as it seems, just go on. And I didn't really think about him, like, why, you know, until like he goes and talks about it. He's like, oh, everything that I learned from a person based on the conversation that I have with them on those few seconds, I use and like against them to make themselves seem like that better, that pen is better than anything that they're gonna have in their life, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just crazy, bro, to think that, like I said, whether you do it or not, it's up to you. The book said, it's like, and there's always going to be somebody that does it. Even, you know, there's always going to be like a moral thing and a moral compass. Like, it also went into that too. Like, it's, to most people, it's a moral thing. And it's like taught to you that it's always bad. But, you know, we always manipulate, whether it's good or bad. It's always, we always do. We do it voluntarily. Like, whether we like it or not, like, just giving our opinion is manipulating. So it's crazy, bro.
Is everything.
Yeah, bro. So it's just
like, damn, I like wrote down, I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. And I'll, like I said, I'll for sure send you that book and the website, that way you could like, oh, be like, oh, I have to fucking go buy it. Like, nah, you could just,
damn, now I'm just thinking, now I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, you see, bro, and that's the thing, bro. Like, I don't know, sometimes that, like, this is the effect I'm talking about. Sometimes that effect that I have on people speaking to them, like the knowledge that I bring, the shit that I bring to the table, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to bring it to the table
sometimes. Nah, but it's good, dude, because having that like mindset open, it's a good thing.
Yeah, bro. And I'm glad we're homies, bro, because like I said, and to all the people that are tuning in, bro, like, this is just a little bit of what I think. Like I said, this is just a glimpse.
Thank you to,
like,
the listeners,
like, you know. And
thank you, the listener.
I'm like, I was like, no problem, no, you know, like like, shit, like, like I said, bro, like, we're homies, and, you know, like, we could always talk, but, you know, I'm always here, and, like I said, if you ever need a good talk, you know, just to, like, get shit out, like I said, I'm
good, bro. Appreciate,
like,
you,
I'm always,
bro,
here, you know, but, like I said, we all get caught up doing our own thing, and that's always all right, you know, like I said, I just know you're my homie, bro. We always say this in our podcast, but it's just something, it's not even that we're buzzed, it's like, we're fucking fully here, so that's how you know it's real.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, bro, that's just how that's how I feel about just life, like, lately. And just like, the more I read, it's like, as soon as I took that, it's like, truth, like, that whole truth thing that I read, it's like, I'm gonna continue to read that book, I'm gonna continue to read more books, and like, I'm gonna go back to college soon. And yeah, I'm
out of it, like, hey, you gotta let me know how that goes,
bro. Yeah, bro, it's just like, I kind of just to let you know a little bit, I don't even mind people fucking knowing, because I don't really give a fuck. It's just, I kind of want to get into firefighting, and I was thinking about it, because I was like, bro, we live in California, and to me, I kind of want to adventure. Back then, like, it was more of the money. Like, I wanted to do nursing, and that's the thing that, I'm going to go into a different topic. Like, back then, it's like a few months ago, even, bro, when we went to go play ball with Sarah, and she was telling me, like, oh, like, my whole goal back then, you know, she reminded me, and it was like, back then, it was mostly for the money. Like, see, this is the thing, bro. I gave that face to everybody that I really wanted to do it for the people, and that I really wanted to treat people. But in the end goal, I always wanted the money. You know, I wanted that $150,000 a year and all that bullshit.
The bread.
And it's just,
damn, it's $150,000 a year.
Yeah, for, I think it was because I wanted to be a CRNA. I didn't want to just be a RN. And basically, the CRNA, to break it down a little bit, it's a certified registered nurse anesthetist, and basically something below an anesthetist. And it's like, yeah, like, you have to put people in anesthesia. So it's the people that work right alongside anesthetics or anesthesiists or whatever, works right alongside them. So that's what I wanted to do. But back then, it's like I said, I wanted the medical field because, like, I wanted more money. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, but at the end of the day, like, mostly because I wanted to learn how to control, like, because it's crazy, bro. Anesthesia, that whole, like, you know, like, that was also a big thing, too, is, like, keeping people, like, they're knocked out, but they're not really knocked out. Like, you know, they're fucking mentally still there, you know what I mean? It's just the crazy fucking thing how smart you have to actually be. And, like, to me, it's like, you know, like, talking to Ash, like, it's different. Like, just talking to her, honestly, like, it makes me want to shoot for the stars and go for an engineering thing and doing something with numbers and shit, because I'm really, like, bro, like I said, if I really applied my knowledge to different things, like, I would be really successful in things, but sometimes I don't ever, that's why I'm not successful, because I don't ever sit down and focus on just one thing. I try so many different things, and I don't ever get far in them, you know?
No.
So, yeah, bro, but back to Vocal Firefighter, just, like, I actually want to focus on that, but, you know, here, at least here in Cali, there's actually fire. I could lose my life and shit, but I wouldn't really care. It's like, I'm fucking out in the forest and shit, fighting some fires, doing some crazy ass shit. Like, that takes some serious balls to do, and I know I
have it to. Does. It's crazy so it's shit.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, to me, I'm looking for more in an adventure, and, it, like, you know, that's kind of what, like, I want to do, at least while I'm young, you know? Like, and I was telling my sister, if I could go back to school, you know, I'll go back to school eventually, like, to become something else, but at least, like, I'll be, like, and the course is not that long. I already got some, like, my general ed done, but I actually have to, like, really sit and focus on my shit now. And now with all this knowledge that I have, like, on how to be successful in college and shit like that, like, I'll actually try to apply it, you know, once I start going. And yeah, bro, like, I don't know. Like, I actually want to do that for a bit. And maybe, you never know, bro. Like, I could fucking say that right now. And, like, later when we talk, like, oh, no, like, I'm doing something else, you know. I don't know. But, like, hopefully not.
Hey, I feel like life's a lot about changing and just consistently changing. I read that. I'm actually getting that from Mike Tyson, who's probably been through a bunch of crazy shit that a lot of us, quote-unquote normal people, will not go through.
Yeah.
So, and he's like, the fact that he's like, you know, that he's boxing now, he's boxing again, he's changed his perspective, and he was saying how he's really noticed how life really is about just changing. Like, you're just always changing. Because if you knew, like, if you really knew who you were, you'd be limited.
Yeah.
And because we don't know and we have the idea at times, like, I mean, I know I do, like, of kind of who you are. But it's just always changing because of your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Every decision you make.
You're right.
Crazy.
Like, I agree, bro. And, like, what I also realized, too, it's, like, just, like, reading all these books, bro, it's, like, bro, okay. I'll get a little bit into it because it brings up my topic. But, like, I don't know if you ever go on Twitter. I don't know if you have Twitter, but I'm pretty sure you don't. Do you?
No. Okay, I haven't, bro. No.
So.
I haven't been on recently.
Bro, this shit is so fucking toxic sometimes, bro. And it pisses me off, right? But it's just, like, it's always usually, bro, it's always fucking women. Like, just, it's always, bro, it's, like, y'all bitches hate us so much. Y'all bitches are, like, we're the center of your guys' fucking topic all the fucking time. You know what I mean? I'm not saying all the time. But there's always, like, bro, there's, Twitter's just filled with a bunch of strong fucking feminists, bro. And I'm not hating, bro. I'm not hating, like, women, blah, blah, blah. We've talked about this. In my point of view, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to prove myself right. But this is my point. It's just like there's so many fucking strong feminists, bro, and it just kind of fucking bugs the fuck out of me. Where it's like men go to therapy, right? And it would bug the fuck out of me, right? Bug the fuck out of me. And I started reading like just the parenting book, right? That parenting book said, bro, changed. Anyways, bro, it just kind of made me realize how much trauma you actually have growing up and how much you're not really realized to it until you actually, like, sit down and think, like, oh, shit, like, you know, like, for example, I'll take, like, a scenario that way it kind of helps you kind of see it better. For me, it's, like, I grew up getting yelled at all the time. Like, me and my sister, bro, all the fucking time. And even up to this day, we still kind of get yelled at all the time. To me, it's normal getting yelled at. To some people, it's not. You know what I mean? The way I respond to certain things, it's like if somebody, like, for example, if somebody says that, like, oh, another thing to tie into that, in order for me to clarify what I was going to say. Also, it's like sometimes they would bring, like, not saying they would bring the house problems on you, but sometimes the way, like, their anger, they would take it out on you in a way. You know, like, let's say something fucks up. Like, let's say my mom was cooking, right? And, like, she burned herself or something. Like, sometimes, like, her being younger, like, she would take it on us. Like, not physically, you know. My mom never hit us. I don't ever want to give that misconception to people. But it's like, people would get yelled at, you know, all the fucking, like, blah, 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 you haven't fucking clean, blah, blah, you know, because, like, Aishi met. So basically, it's like, to me, it's like normalized, you know, whenever somebody's like, oh, like, I need to talk to you or something like that, it's like, I automatically get triggered to think it's like, what did I do wrong or shit like that. And to most people, sometimes it's not, you know, like, that could also be a people thing too, because, like, I've also learned in psych, like, whenever you talk to somebody, it's like, you tell them that a bunch of things, like, all the bad things that you did come to mind. But it's, for me, it's like, see, because that's a different thing. Is that all the bad things that you did for this? It's like on yourself. It's like, what did I do wrong? And like, I take this just in my daily life. Like, I'm stuttering so much because of how real it is. It's like sometimes people talk to me and like say shit, and it's like, oh, I need to talk to you, or I need to do some shit, or just like that. And I'm just like, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, I did this, like, fuck, like, you know, like, I always like second guess myself in a way, and that has taught me. Like, being yelled at and getting raised, like, always getting yelled at, you know, like, not always, you know, my mom was nice and shit, like, you know, my mom did a good job, like, I don't ever want to dump it, you know, I don't ever have resentment towards that, like, I just want to clarify that, too, because that's the way, that's what the book taught me, too, it's like, that's how the way they were raised, and it's just a chain that goes on, it's like, you know, my mom was raised fucking getting yelled at, shit like that, too, so she kind of taught me the same thing, and, yeah, bro, it's like, it's pretty sucky sometimes, but it's just, it is what it is, you know what I mean? So that just like, but growing is like learning how to kind of change that. At least for me, what I've done to change that, it's like, I try not to yell at my baby sister as much. I see like my mom yell at her, my sister be yelling at her, you know, but at least when I talk to her, and even if she does something bad, like, I try to calmly tell her, obviously with the firm, you know, with the firm voice, but like, tell her that it's wrong or shit like that, you know, and it works. Like they said, bro, that the shit that that book has taught me, and like, actually try to implement it in my life, and it has worked, bro. It's like, I see the way that I kind of am able to control my sister a bit more than my sisters, just by the way that I talk to her in the tone. I don't ever really yell at her, just kind of, you know, tell her things are wrong, you know, let her feel her feelings. Like, oh, that's a big thing too. It's like sometimes, like, a big thing, and just, at least, I don't know if you can relate to it, it's like, whenever you would cry, at least in the Mexican household, it's like, don't cry, because I'm gonna give you something to cry for, you know.
Yeah.
But it kind of teaches us to repress our feelings, and that's like, you know, like, it's so sad, but it just is. And I kind of, like, you know, whenever we tell that to people, you know, it's kind of not good, you know, like, I don't know, bro. It's like, at least my sister, like, whenever she cries, like, I remember I was guilty of doing that. Ever since, like, I kind of read that and learned that shit, I just kind of stopped, like, because then, like, when they go older, like, at least that way, if they grow, once they grow older, they'll be able to express their feelings more than to somebody that, like, is kind of like, you're constantly told that your feelings are not valid, basically, that your reasons why you're crying are not valid. So it just kind of, like, it's crazy, bro. It just takes so many things into consideration, that it's not trauma, you know, like, physical, you know, but it's just mentally, and it just kind of, like, programs you. Once you get older, it programs you a certain way, that sometimes, like, the things that you learn, like, as a kid, it fucks you up, because you go to the real world thinking that, you know, it's normal for everybody else. But sometimes when you talk to people, it's like, oh shit, like, I'm the only person that ever went through that, I'm the only person that thinks this way, and just shit like that. And it teaches you, like, oh shit, it's not normal. So it's just, it's right. Little things, bro. It's not a dark topic, it's just a serious real topic that, you know, like, although, like, bringing the whole, like, strong feminist shit up, it was just like, you know, although there's women, like I said, they're fucking stupid sometimes, but sometimes I guess they're right on that. Like, sometimes men do need to go to therapy, and sometimes we're not so open to it. They see it as dumb. At least I wouldn't. Don't get me wrong. I would. Like, I was considering a lot when I was going to college to go, because it's free. When you go to narco, like, it's free. And I was always considering it. Like, I should just go to see what it's like. You know, that curiosity in me, I'm such a curious person, so that's what honestly pushes me to do so many different things. But
that's good.
Yeah, bro, so like, I was trying to go see, but I just never went. But probably if I ever do end up when I do end up going, I'll change that. When I do end up going, I'll probably try it out and see what it's like, because I guess you get like one per month or some shit like that. I don't know how many times per month you go, but just to see what it's like, and not even to like, just to kind of open my view a little bit more on, like, everything that I've been reading. Like, everything that I read, I just kind of want to, like, talk to a doctor about it and see where, you know, where we come together in agreement about and shit like that. So yeah, bro,
that would be interesting.
Yeah, bro, it's just crazy. And like I said, most people are not like they're seen as pussies if they go. They're seen as like something fucking stupid. If I go to fucking, there's something wrong with you. That's the biggest thing. But it's just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just the way that you're raised, and it's like sometimes the way that you're raised wasn't so healthy. And not saying that, like I said, I grew up abused or anything like that. No, like, but there's some certain things I got. Like I think I mentioned in the last podcast, it's like the whole parents yelling, all that shit, getting into arguments. Oh my god.
Damn.
Yeah, bro, it's just crazy.
I feel like with the parenting, or kind of just how you grow up and not realizing the trauma that you kind of get after, or as you grow up and you get older and you start realizing it, I feel like I've recently been noticing that, actually, probably like recently when I was working this week,
yeah,
and just kind of doing my deliveries. Sometimes sometimes I get bored when I'm on deliveries, just driving back and forth. Yeah. Sometimes it can get annoying after a while.
I feel that shit. So, I totally feel that
shit. So I'll just be like in my head. Mm-hmm. And realizing how you act sometimes, or just certain things you do, is because of certain situations that happened in your past.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And those situations just kind of sticks to you, or causes you to act a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, bro. And it's like, it could be good or bad, bro. Like, everything that I said wasn't too positive, you know? But like on a more positive note, it's like, it's just kind of the way humans are, bro. We learn from, like how you said, it's like learning from others. It's like learning from others is like a real wise person, because it's like, you know, you're not just learning from your mm-hmm. mistakes. It's like how the saying goes. It's like a smart person is like, if you learn, I don't even know how it goes, really. I can't quote it. But basically it just says it's like a smart person learns from their mistakes, but a wiser person learns from other people's mistakes on their own. And like, if you apply that to life, it's just kind of like, for me, I'm a big person of learning on my own mistakes, and sometimes I need to take other people's mistakes into account, because even though they fucked up, I always try to be that's if humans are always optimistic no matter what. And like, you know what, I was, see, that's the thing, bro, that's another thing. So what I looked at a video, and it was like people from another, it was just one person taking that into consideration. So it was the person making the video, and it's like their point of views on Americans. No, it was multiple people. Never mind, I'm tripping. So it was just like they interview a bunch of different people on their thoughts of Americans and shit. And like, overall, it was just like, they're really optimistic. Even though they act like they're not optimistic, they're really optimistic. And I feel like I could apply to that. Because sometimes, like, to my point, it's like, even sometimes someone tells me that it's not good, like, I'll still go out and try it to see if it's good. And like, I don't know, I'm just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel, I want to be optimistic on the shit. Like, no, it's going to be different. And like I said, sometimes my curiosity, it's good and all, but sometimes it's like, it shouldn't be a thing. He's coming out. Let me see my uncle. Yeah, he's coming out. What the fuck?
So kind of like a gift and a curse thing.
Yeah, hold up. My uncle's out for some fucking weird reason, bro. I don't know what the fuck he's getting. And it's weird because...
Where are you?
I'm in my car because my cousin works. Okay, so... Since he switched his shift, back when I used to make podcasts, like, I think just a few weeks ago, the last time we made that last one, I had just come from work, but I was able to go in the room because he worked, like, night shifts. So he would come home, like, at 6 in the morning and then go to sleep all day and then go to work afternoon night. But now his shift got switched to, like, morning time, so he has to go to sleep at night now. So that's why I was just like, I'm in my car, but I'm like comfortable, so like I got my tablet charging, basically. I needed to pull up any article, Joe Rogan style.
For sure.